WWIB. Jason Kanz, are you so impressed?
That was impressive. You know, what's even more impressive is that it was 90 degrees on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was out walking in shorts and debating, is it too hot to go for a walk on Wednesday?
In fact, we didn't just set a record. The official temp was 89. We didn't just set a record that day. We smashed a record of 82 that had stood since 1931. So, yes, it was that warm, and now it's this much snow. It's welcome to Wisconsin.
I guess. Uh-huh. I guess it is. So.
All right.
Well, we'll live with it, I guess, because that's what we know from living here.
That's right. Hang in there. And I think the interesting thing, a winter storm warning until 1 o'clock today. But 40, what did I see for tomorrow? Tomorrow, 48 degrees. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So it should be melting by
tomorrow. I think so. All right. How was the rest of your weekend? I saw you Saturday morning. How was the rest of your weekend, Jason Kanz?
It was good. Saturday was pretty mundane. Didn't do a whole lot. My normal chores, shopping and so forth. But was up real late on Saturday night. Alex was in the Twin Cities at a play or a musical. And so that kept me up really late. And Sunday went to the Quaker meeting in the morning. And so it was just, relatively good, quiet weekend. Slept a lot yesterday.
We both ordered oatmeal for breakfast Saturday. I don't know if it's Quaker Oats that they serve at Randy's, but do you have Quaker Oats oatmeal at the Quaker meeting?
We don't. Okay. Although they often have a lot of homemade sorts of things. Mark Helpsmeet, who has been involved with Quaker meeting for a long time, just finished making, I think, about 20 gallons of maple syrup.
Yeah, right.
So I picked up some maple syrup from him.
And
and, you know, they'll have all sorts of homemade sorts of things. This weekend, I think it was apples and cucumbers as their snack. But, but no Quaker Oats.
Okay, very good. Hey, we heard from a listener.
No, they dress like the guy on Quaker Oats.
Oh, okay.
Box.
All right. Was that guy a Quaker? I imagine he was. Why would they call it Quaker?
I think so, yeah. Right.
We heard from Susan in Menominee. She sent a card, and she says, "Dear Mark, your show is consistently inspiring and uplifting. Thank you so much for passing along so much love and joy every day." And she says, "Back in early April, this is dated actually, so it's I've felt from April 6th." But she says, "This morning, I learned new insights about the meaning of Maundy Thursday. I will be passing that along to my granddaughter's third grade class when I read them the Easter story today. And enjoyed your story about falling off the donkey. Bless you.
Wonderful.
Grandma Susan." So, yeah, good to know the listeners are out there catching the best 5 minutes of the day.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's good to hear those things.
We always love listener feedback.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Did we actually, I think on Friday we covered a massive section of James 2, 8 through 13. So I guess today we can do 14 through 17.
Yeah. The scripture is fairly short here. It says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your action? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless."
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those four verses in James 2, 14 through 17 this way. "Sometimes, even though you say you're a Christian, your life does not reflect it. You are not saved by reading your Bible. Going to church every week is no proof that you're following me. When I grabbed a hold of you, I began to change you from the inside out." Oh, yeah. "Your life began to bear fruit. There have been dry seasons and there have been bountiful seasons, but there are buds on the vine when you belong to me. When you see people who need something, you can love them by providing for their needs and telling them about me. I love them as whole people, and you are my hands and feet to a watching world that is full-orbed faith." So what do you say, Jason, about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it, for me, it's the idea that we can both tell people and show people by our actions that I think James was calling us to here. And, you know, for me, I think the idea of God loving us as whole people is such an important concept.
Hmm. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think it's God cares about our physical needs, and God cares about our emotional health, and God cares about our souls and our spirits. And Christians are called to be people who speak to each of those needs, and not just isolated needs.
Yeah, I read a devotion last night that talked about the fact that the resurrection shows God cares about the physical world, the material world, right? So he made it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Weekend recap on a Monday morning, WWYB. Well, great time connecting with friends on a Saturday morning, as well as last evening, all the way up till maybe 9 o'clock. Worked on the taxes, and we owe, so off to work we go. And so that's kind of generally new. I don't think we've ever owed both the Fed and the state, but the way that some different things have worked out, that is the case. And so no rush to get that done, but it will happen. And watch some NBA playoff basketball, but not the Bucks game. I don't get TNT, and so I guess I just kind of followed, but some disappointment. They lose game one, but hey, it's still a best of seven.
Yeah, looking forward to hopefully a better result on Wednesday night. Well, big news for me right before the snow came, and now I feel like I didn't need to do this, but I finished taking the Christmas lights down on Saturday, so which is probably the longest I have ever left them up. I don't know what it was this year. I was just like, maybe we could just leave them up. They there do it in the deep south. I thought maybe we could just leave them up. But my wife vetoed that, so I finished taking them down after she had started doing it herself. And I'm like, okay, I should take care of this. We enjoyed some time out at Govan's Farm. So the kids enjoyed holding baby chicks, baby piglets, baby lambs, baby goats while they petted the baby goats and crawling and climbing all over hay bales and enjoying some delicious kettle corn and donuts and warm pretzels. So, yeah, a lot of fun out at Govan's on Saturday. Glad we were able to do that. And got some errands run. And yesterday, watched some NBA, got some clothes folded, spent some time at church and with family. And, yeah, it was a full weekend. It was good.
That was maybe my husband test. My wife went to the cities on Saturday. She didn't say anything about the laundry. Did it without asking. So came back, said, hey, got the laundry done. So there you go.
There you go. There you go. Do what you can with what you have where you are. It is a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Hava with you a quarter before 8 with our 6 best jokes. But we'll have a bonus one here because Cliff from Spooner, again, I mentioned, I went out to Govan's Farm. And we always enjoy talking with Farmer John. And Cliff says, well, we know Farmer John runs Govan's Farm, but who runs Old McDonald's Farm?
Who?
The CIEIO.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
I am still gathering my jokes here, Caleb. So it's kind of one of those mornings I'm not going to be able to cover. So go right ahead with what you got today.
All right. Well, over the weekend, I took my family to Broadway to see a performance that was all about puns. I guess you could say it was a play on words.
All right. Very good. Let's see. I am going to, first of all, go with a friend of mine who said that you can blame all the snow on her. Yep, it's her fault. You know why?
Why?
Because she had put the snow pants away.
You know what? That does seem to do the trick. Well, I got some bad news. My boss told me today he's firing me. Said I was too un-American. I saw it coming from a kilometer away.
There you go. That metric system just never quite caught.
Oh, man, I'm going to enjoy these even if no one else does.
Caught on too much. So what do you call a parade of rabbits hobbing backwards?
I'm not sure.
A receding hairline.
There you go. One more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's see. How about this one? This one came from my little sister. She says, I found out today that you can't run through a campground. You can only ran. Because it's past tense.
Yes. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, the teacher said, can you use the word gruesome in a sentence? Johnny's like, yes, ma'am. I used to be shorter than I grew some.
There you go. 6 jokes on a Make Us Laugh Money on the WIB Wake Up Show. Yours are always welcome as well if you're trying to grin and bear it with the snow. Hopefully this cheered you up just a little bit.
And you thought Aaron Rodgers' 4-day darkness retreat was a long time. Wait until you hear this next story.
Yes, Spanish extreme athlete Beatriz Flamini.
What a fun name.
Yes, has emerged from a 500-day challenge, Avo. Oh. And this challenge was not a four-day darkness retreat. This was something so much worse.
Living 70 meters deep in a cave outside Granada, breaking a world record for the longest time spent in a cave.
The experiment was monitored by scientists studying the human mind and circadian rhythms.
So what happened is Flamini spent her time underground doing exercises, painting, drawing, and knitting hats. Apparently it was not completely dark, right?
How many hats could she knit in that amount of time?
You're going to find out.
She took two GoPro cameras to document her time, got through 60 books. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Get some reading done. And 1,000 liters of water. And she celebrated two birthdays while alone underground.
Wow.
That's kind of sad.
It is. Flamini was monitored by a group of psychologists, researchers, cave specialists, and physical trainers looking for insight into how social isolation and disorientation can affect time, brain patterns, and sleep.
Again, 500 days, 70 meters below the Earth's surface. Flamini says she lost perception of time after 65 days in the cave.
Now, just ponder that for a second. Losing perception of time.
It
took 2 months for that to happen.
And you're really hoping that someone up above that 70-meter cave was keeping track? Because if she lost time after 65 days, it's like, is someone going to come get me out at some point?
Wow. That is the previous longest time survived trapped underground record was held by the 33 Chilean and Bolivian miners who spent 69 days trapped in 2010.
And that was awful.
Yeah, this is 500 days.
And she did this voluntarily.
Wow.
All right. Well.
The thing about doing this job is, just when you think you've heard everything, you'll come in on a Monday and you're...
What a world. What a world. Well, this is Delirious. I don't know if maybe she was by the end of this, but from their album King of Fools, which also perhaps is describing this a bit, it's called, quite appropriately, Deeper.
WWIB here on the WIB Wake Up Show for a Monday, and play a little game here with Caleb, and then we have kind of just a fun light story out of Madison to close things out. But it's a game called Which is Older? And Caleb, I'm going to give you three different well-known inventions, and you have to tell me which is older.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, ready to go. All right, so bubblegum or cake mix? Caleb, which is older?
Bubblegum or cake mix?
Uh-huh. Which has been around longer?
Man. I'm going to say in some form or fashion that bubblegum is older.
And you are correct.
Yes.
Bubblegum 1928, cake mix 1949. I'm thinking of Wrigley's. It seems like Wrigley's gum is the early 30s,
I think.
All right, you're one for one.
Nice, hitting 333.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next one. Caleb, which is older, the credit card or the copy machine? Which is older?
The credit card or the copy machine, which is older? I will say the copy machine is older.
And you are two for two.
Yes.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, the credit card, 1950. The copy machine, 1937.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is it. See if you're going to get a perfect score on your paper here. The last one, diet soda or the first scientific handheld calculator? Caleb, which is older?
Which is older, diet soda, the first handheld...
Handheld calculator.
Man, those are just two very disparate things. I'm going to say the first handheld scientific calculator is older.
You did miss one.
Rats.
Yeah, the calculator, handheld calculator, go back to 1972, but diet soda goes back to 1952.
All right, well, two out of three, that's something.
Well, speaking of food, from gum to cake mix to also a diet soda... How about this? Kind of a fun story. UW-Madison's new chancellor marked her investiture Friday with a new ice cream flavor. That's right. The Babcock Hall Dairy Plant celebrated Chancellor Jennifer Nukin's investiture by serving Nuki Dough ice cream along with other flavors during a community picnic. Nuki Dough is vanilla ice cream with chocolate chip cookie dough bites and fudge caramel swirls. Sounds pretty good.
Sure, I'd try that, even with the odd name.
Yeah, there you go. It got me thinking, like, if you could invent an ice cream flavor, what would you come
up
with?
Yeah, what would it be?
Uh-huh.
I have to ponder that a little bit.
Maybe a summer question sometime.
Cookie dough and peanut butter cups would probably have to be involved.
Sounds good.